Good afternoon, everybody. One of the many, many things that we take for granted in the United States is that we are very fortunate to have an ample supply of clean water each and every day, and can be used for many purposes, including hydration. However, many people have decided that they prefer even tastier or cleaner water than that which you can get from the tap, and they only drink spring water or water that costs $5 a bottle, or they filter their water. So this raises a serious Hilchos Shabbos question. First of all, are you allowed to use like a Brita filter to filter drinking water on Shabbos? And then second of all, particularly in New York City, where there's the issue of the concern for bugs in the water, and people have installed filters onto their sinks to allow for them to drink the water without any concern of tolaim in the water, are you allowed to use your sink water on Shabbos if you happen to live in New York City? What about if you're just using the sink water to wash your hands? Would that make it any better? So first, as far as just anyone using a Brita, a Brita filter that they have, so in Shulchan Aruch, the filtering water or wine from sediment is mutter, because most people would drink it without filtering it. So you're just you're filtering out whatever slight impurities there are, but you would be fine with it anyway. So that's going to be mutter, because it's not really considered a mixture. It's considered min echad, and therefore it's not borer anyway. However, the Biralacha quotes from Prima Gadim says that an istinis who would never drink it as is, that may not filter it. It would seem, based on that, if you have somebody who would refuse to drink water from the tap without first filtering it, without putting it through a Brita, that it would be usher for them to use the Brita on Shabbos, for them to filter that water on Shabbos, because they are an istinis. However, in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos Perek Tes, footnote 32, he paskins that he quotes from Rav Eliashiv, who paskin that even if you're an istinis, you're allowed to use the Brita to filter your water on Shabbos. Rav Eliashiv gives two svar, or is quoted as giving two svaras. Svara number one that Rav Eliashiv is quoted as saying is B'mayim tzululin legamri shaloni keres klala breira behen la'ayin haroe. You look at the water before it goes through the Brita, it looks exactly the same as it does after it goes through the Brita. So if you can't see anything actually being sorted out, then you have not done borer. Even though you claim that you taste the difference, whatever, since there's no difference in the appearance of the water between before and after it goes through the Brita, the laws of borer do not apply. Second svara, says Rav Eliashiv, or as Rav Eliashiv is quoted as saying, "Tibemayim nekiyim me'aberes lo yitzuyar shiya eza adam shemak b'chlo lishlos klal." He says, "I cannot imagine that there's such a thing as a person who would never drink tap water." So I cannot imagine that, you know, if you don't love the taste of it, you'd mix it with some iced tea mix or something like that, and you'd have it that way. There can't be such a thing that someone would just discard any water that comes from the tap. And based on that, it is not a borer problem. So since everybody would take, you know, if there was no other option available, they wouldn't have a problem drinking tap water. That would not be a problem. So that's Rav Eliashiv Shita. So again, on the one hand, the simple reading of the Biralach in the name of Prima Gadim would suggest if you're an istinus and you normally wouldn't drink water straight from the tap, that it would be usr. And Rav Eliashiv has these two svaras to say even for an istinus that it would be mutter. But what about the New York City water? So in 2003, apparently the story goes, there was someone doing a kashrus demonstration on doing bedikas tolayim on lettuce, and they found that after they did, they supposedly were supplied with very clean lettuce, they found all these bugs all over the lettuce. So they sent back to the lettuce company, "There are bugs all over your lettuce." And they said, we have to see that. And they looked into it, and they said, no, these bugs aren't spawned in lettuce. Bugs are spawned in water. So it was the washing of the lettuce that caused those bugs to be there. The lettuce was fine. And then they realized, wait a second, the water was just regular New York City water. If it was regular New York City water, that means there must be bugs all over the regular New York City water. And there is. So there are these little bugs called copepods that are all over the New York City water. So the shaila became, first of all, you're allowed to drink New York City water, but for those who paskin to usser, so they installed all sorts of filters on their sinks and in the buildings, and then the shaila became, okay, now can you use your sink water on Shabbos? So there is some historical precedent for it, because the Kaf HaChaim discusses in Shin Yotah Siv Katan Kuf Chav, the water supply in Yerushalayim apparently had some infestation of permissible bugs that are spawned in a kli and are therefore mutter, but people were grossed out by drinking them, the exact opposite of our case. In our case, they may be forbidden bugs, but people don't mind drinking them. You don't even realize that they're there. So Kaf Chaim holds that if the halacha requires straining the water, then it would be aser. But since if the halacha does not require straining the water, then it's going to be mutter, because it's not going to be something that you're machmir about. Now the reasons to be machmir when it comes to using a filter on your sink in New York City is that on the surface, it would seem that those who are careful not to drink unfiltered water would not be allowed to drink a cup of filtered water from the sink on Shabbos, because the two reasons to be makel that Rav Eliyashiv said don't apply. When you look closely at the water, the bugs are visible in the water. You just have to know what you're looking for. So they are visible. And second of all, those who are machmir are considered to be an istanis, because it's not that they would just mix it with some iced tea, mix and drink it. No, they wouldn't. They would never drink bugs. They would not want it at all. So there's no circumstance that they'd be comfortable with it. So Rav Belsky, in fact, held this way. In Shulchan Alevi in Paraktes Osei, Rav Belsky holds that it's taka aser. If you hold that the bugs are aser, which Rav Belsky didn't, he held that it's mutter. But if you hold that the bugs are aser, then you're not allowed to filter them out on Shabbos. And but even Rav Belsky said if you just want to wash your hands, then that's going to be mutter, because no one has any akpada that there shouldn't be the bugs in the water when they wash their hands. But Rav Shachter pointed out that there are a number of reasons to perhaps be makel in these cases. First of all, the bugs might not be a problem in the first place, even though we try to be machmir. They might not be a problem in the first place because they may be spawned in a kli, in which case there would not be an issue of an issue of talayim. Second of all, the amount of bugs in the water varies at different times of the day, and it may not, depending on when you're turning on the faucet, it may or may not be present at any given time, so it's at least a suffix whether there are any bugs that are being filtered out. Rabbi Bleich writes in Contemporary Halachic Problems that he doesn't think that helps, because he said at some point, if you have a filter installed in your faucet, at some point there's going to be a bug that's stuck in that filter. And as long as there's a bug that's stuck in that filter, even if it was from 2 weeks ago, every time you turn on the faucet, it's filtering through and it's filtering out that bug. So every time, it doesn't help that right now there are no new bugs coming through. You're always filtering it out. I'm not sure I understand Rabbi Bleich's taina, because there is a Mishnah in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Tes that says that if you have garbage, some psoles in a filter already, you're allowed to pour clean water through the psoles to come out at the bottom of the filter clean also. That's not a problem. That's not considered boros. So if you have a bug in the filter already and you're pouring clean water through it, that would not be a problem. A third consideration is there is a discussion in Minchas Chinuch. What if something, you have two items that are physically identical but halachically they're different from each other? Would we call one ochel and psoles? Let's say you have a pile of apples. Some of them are regular kosher apples, some of them are orla. So do you say that that's ochel and psoles? You say, they're all apples, they're all ochel. So the chayyadam in Nishmas Adam Tez Zayin Hay holds that bugs are not necessarily psoles, because it's only halacha that prevents you from drinking them. Otherwise, it's just part of the water. So it may not be a mixture of ochel and psoles to begin with. It may be ochel and ochel. So you have that as a sniff. The Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Zayin Simul Chav Gimel adds another point, that the Chazanish allows using a teapot with a built-in strainer on Shabbat. Minchas Yitzchak understands that the Chazanish holds that since the strainer remains in place, even when straining is not needed, it's just part of the kli, it's just the way the kli is used, even when there are no tea leaves in the pot, the strainer is still there, so there's no issur of borer when the tea is being poured for immediate use. So says Minchas Yitzchak, if the filter remains in place, even when the water is drawn for washing your hands, so then it's not going to be a violation of borer. Rav Bleich quotes someone who argues that the Chazanish permits using such a teapot only because the strainer is an integral and inseparable part of the teapot. A filter is readily removable and does not become part of the faucet. Another potential heter that you might have is the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you want to drink something that has sediment in it, that you don't want the sediment, you only want the drink, what you could do is, this will be difficult to pull off, but you could put like a filter over your mouth and pour the drink through the filter, and whatever will come through, because that's not derech breira, that's derech achila, that's derech shtia. So if you're really desperate for a drink, you can put your mouth on the faucet when you turn on the faucet, and then it's just filtering directly into your mouth. That might be another heter. Bottom line, what do we paskin? So when it comes to the Brita filters, l'chora, they should, if you're someone who's not an istanis, there's nothing to discuss, l'chora, it's fine. If you're somebody who is an istanis, it's Pashto says it should be a problem, but Rav Eliyashiv has two svaras lahakel. When it comes to the bugs in New York City, Rav Belsky happened to have not been concerned about the bugs to begin with. He didn't think that they were a problem. But he said, if you do hold they're a problem, then you can't filter it out. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shachter Shlita, we should ask him, but I think Rav Shachter Shlita holds the opposite, that they are a problem, but it's not a problem to be borrowed on Shabbos. It's not a problem to utilize the filter on Shabbos. So if you go with people, both of the poskim held that it's mutter to use these filters, but for exactly opposite reasons of each other, which often happens, by the way. So, okay, everyone have a wonderful day. So everyone drink through that.